It is a curious thing to ask what makes a sauce French. The ingredients answer nothing. Butter is not French. Cream is not French. Stock, wine, vinegar, tomato, all are common across cuisines. A bechamel can be assembled from flour and milk that came from anywhere, and the word bechamel does not appear in any ingredient. Yet when a Japanese cook tastes a properly built velouté made from chicken stock and a butter flour roux, she will identify it as French within a second, before she could explain why. The recognition is structural, not material. A sauce becomes French not by what is in it, but by the way the components are combined. The specific architecture of fat, acid, body, and time that defines the Western canon. The five mother sauces, bechamel, velouté, espagnole, hollandaise, and tomate, were first codified by Marie-Antoine Carême in his 1833 work, L'Art de la Cuisine Française au XIXe siècle, where he proposed a fourfold scheme of grand sauces from which all other sauces could be derived. Auguste Coffier, writing 70 years later in Le Guide Culinaire, 1903, revised the count to five, added tomate to reflect the rise of tomato in 19th century French cooking, and gave each its now standard formulation. Carême's term grand sauces and Escoffier's sauces mère, mother sauces, name the same idea, a small number of base architectures from which a much larger family of finishing sauces can descend. A Béarnaise is a daughter of Hollandaise. A Mornay is a daughter of Bechamel. A Bordelaise is a daughter of Espagnole. The mother is the architecture. The daughter is the specific instance. What unites the five is not their ingredients, but their structural logic. Each is a method of giving liquid body and gloss through one of four mechanisms. A starch suspension, bechamel, velouté, espagnole, all thickened by roux, an emulsion of fat in water, hollandaise, or a reduction concentrated to the point of viscosity, tomate. In each case, the cook is performing the same essential action, transforming a thin, watery medium into something that coats a spoon, holds onto food, and carries fat-soluble flavor to the palate. The ingredient list changes. The verb does not. To know the five mother sauces is to know four mechanisms by which liquid can be made to behave. Every Western sauce a home cook will encounter is a variation on one of these four behaviors. For the fastest expression of the reduction-based form, see the 2-minute pan sauce that saves dinner. The reason all five lean on fat as a carrier, butter, cream, oil, marrow, rendered duck, is partly chemical and partly cultural. Many of the molecules responsible for what humans perceive as rich flavor are fat-soluble. The carotenoids in tomato, the diacetyl in butter, the volatile esters in wine reductions, the lipid-bound aromatics in roasted bones. Water alone carries few of these. A sauce built without fat tastes lean and one-dimensional, not because it lacks ingredients, but because the carrier medium cannot transport the molecules to the tongue. The French tradition, situated in a dairy-rich northern European agricultural landscape, made fat the default solvent. The Japanese tradition, situated in a coastline-rich Pacific landscape, made dashi, a water-based broth, saturated with water-soluble glutamates from kombu and inosinates from katsuobushi, the default solvent. The French route is fat as carrier. The Japanese route is umami in water. The difference is not one of sophistication, but of geography, making different chemistry available. The temperature constraint is the next thing to internalize, because it explains why so many home attempts at French sauces fail. Butter in water emulsions, hollandaise, béarnaise, and the beurre blanc descended from them, hold together inside a thermal window of roughly 60 degrees Celsius to 85 degrees Celsius. Below 60 Celsius, the butter solidifies and the sauce turns grainy. Above 85 degrees Celsius, in hollandaise or the structural water film, in beurre blanc, breaks, and the fat separates into a slick on top of a thin pool below. The break is not gradual. It is a phase transition. One moment the sauce is glossy and stable, the next it is two layers. The home cook who has made a hollandaise that broke at the last moment did not over-whisk it. She lifted it above 85 degrees Celsius. A thermometer in the bowl makes the problem visible. The professional cook who has done this 500 times reads it without looking. The skill rests on knowing where the ceiling is. The contrast with neighboring traditions is what makes the French character distinct. Italian sauces, particularly those of the central and southern traditions, lean far less on reduction and emulsion. A proper sugo di pomodoro is a tomato reduction held loose, finished with raw olive oil, and married to pasta at the table. The sauce stays close to its ingredients and does not pretend to be anything else. Marcella Hazan, in her 1973 The Classic Italian Cookbook, was emphatic on this point. An Italian sauce should taste of its components, not of technique. A French sauce, by deliberate contrast, often tastes of technique first. The reduction is the point. The emulsion is the point. A Japanese sauce, Suyu, Ponzu, the dashi soy reductions of Nimono, pulls in a third direction entirely, building flavor through layered umami compounds in a water base, without roux or emulsion. To taste these three traditions side by side is to taste three answers to the same question of how liquid could be made to carry flavor. The five mother sauces, then, are best understood not as a closed list of recipes, but as four mechanisms wearing five names. Bechamel and velouté are nearly identical in structure. Both are roux-thickened liquids, differing only in whether the liquid is milk, bechamel, or a light stock velouté. Espagnol is the same architecture again, with the roux browned and the stock dark. Hollandaise is the outlier, an emulsion, not a starch suspension, and the only one of the five that cannot be reheated without breaking. Tomate is the fifth and the youngest, codified by Escoffier in part because the French 19th century had finally accepted the tomato as a respectable ingredient. The five together form a small periodic table of sauce structures, and most of the canonical French finishing sauces are recombinations. Add mustard to a velouté, and you have moutard. Add cheese to a bechamel, and you have mornay. Add a Bordelaise reduction to an espagnol, and you have what its name suggests. The grammar is small. The vocabulary is enormous. There are several views on whether this framework still matters. Some modern chefs, the Adria-influenced and the contemporary California Mediterranean schools, argue that mother sauces are dated, that they are a 19th-century museum that has little to teach a kitchen working with hydrocolloids, low-temperature emulsifiers, and ingredient-forward minimalism. Others, particularly those trained in the Paul Bocuse and Joël Robuchon lineages, use the mother sauces as the scaffolding on which all invention happens, on the grounds that one cannot meaningfully break a grammar one has not first mastered. My view, knowing the mother sauces is knowing the grammar of Western cooking. You can choose later to write in fragments. You cannot choose well if you never learn the sentence. The point of learning the five is not to make them often. It is to understand when you taste a new sauce, what mechanism it is using, and what would happen if you nudge the fat up, the acid down, the reduction further. That is the literacy. Without it, every sauce is a black box. The final piece is acid. Almost every French sauce, finished, contains a small but deliberate dose of acid. Lemon for Hollandaise, wine for Bordelaise, vinegar for Béarnaise, the residual acidity of tomate. The acid does not flavor the sauce in any direct sense. In the proportions used, it is barely perceptible as sourness. What it does is lift the fat, prevent the sauce from reading as flat and heavy on the palate, and let the volatile aromatics reach the nose rather than getting trapped under the butter. The finishing drop of acid is what separates a sauce that satisfies from a sauce that lingers. For why this small step at the very end matters disproportionately, see why a drop of acid at the end changes everything. So, what makes a sauce French? Not butter, not cream, not stock. The architecture. The deliberate combination of fat as carrier, starch or egg as structure, reduction as concentration, acid as lift, all assembled inside a narrow thermal window, with the cook reading the pan moment by moment. A French sauce is a small, controlled chemical engineering project that happens in 3 minutes on the burner. The ingredients are common, the grammar is specific. And once you know the grammar, the sauces stop looking like a list and start looking like what they are. A small family of related mechanisms, each carrying a different name.